This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you very much for being here and joining us. I'm Jonathan Dandies, Chair of the Board of the Shays Performing Arts Center. We have a number of our trustees here, and I want to recognize all of them: Andy Davis, John Rumchek, Cindy Ripley, Sue Staple. And I'm sure I have forgotten any number of them, but Shays has the great good fortune to be guided by a volunteer group of very committed individuals. So I would ask you to join me in a short round of applause for our trustees who are guiding Shays as we go through our next iteration. As many of you will remember, we were here not all that long ago, a few months ago, when we were talking about our partnership with our great friends at Musical Fair. This particular facility, this building, was formerly home to the acclaimed Studio Arena. Many of you will remember that. It was originally built as the Palace Burlesque. Shays Performing Arts Center acquired this and now owns it, the 710 Theater, in 2011. In 2022, the space behind me, in front of you, the theater house, stage and seating area, underwent a complete and total renovation. Today, we are thrilled as we kick off an exciting new chapter in the life of Shays 710 Theater and for Shays Performing Arts Center. This expands our offerings as an entertainment hub, enhances the visitor experience, and continues to make Shays a destination that brings people together for generations to come. And I would suggest to you that we are just past the one-year anniversary of Brian Higgins joining Shays Performing Arts Center as our president and CEO. And because of his vision of what the theater district and what this area could look like, we are here today. So it is under his guidance and with his direction that it is a great pleasure for me to welcome him here to the podium, Brian Higgins. Brian?
Thank you, John. Thank you very much, John. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This is the first of several announcements we'll be making over the next year about the transformation not only of the Shays Performing Arts Center and its three venues, but the Theater District in downtown Buffalo as well. Shays and its three venues has a dramatic economic impact on downtown Buffalo. We recognize our parental responsibility as a cultural organization to increase pedestrian density in downtown Buffalo in the Theater District and mitigate congestion in all of our venues, and that's what this project is all about as well. So we're here today to announce a $5 million project that will transform the public spaces at Shays 710 Theater. This is a fast-tracked initiative that will improve accessibility, expand performance opportunities, enhance the visitor experience, elevate the cornerstone of Buffalo's theater district. The most dramatic change is the creation of a new lounge and cabaret space that draws people in and will serve as a destination itself with a new seasonal outdoor patio on Main Street, two-story elevated ceilings, a cabaret stage with seating for up to 100 people. Not right on the stage, but around the stage. We are also making Shays 710 Theater more adaptable, inclusive, and accessible, ensuring ADA compliant counterweight service points at our box office, code check, and concession areas, creating a new sensory-friendly room, adding two new fully accessible family restrooms, excuse me, and with the new multi-purpose room allowing Shays for the first time in its history to have an educational space on our campus that is handicapped accessible. Additional features of the project include fully updated restrooms, a new roof, and HVAC mechanicals. And a multi-purpose room will provide flexible space that can be used for pre- and post-show rentals, community events, cabaret, overflow seating. Shays 710 Theater stands as a gateway to Buffalo's Theater District. The new exterior creates the carpet, red carpet welcome that elevates the block and entices people to come into Buffalo's Entertainment District. From the outside, you will see a freshly painted facade with two-story windows and an outdoor patio that connects the theater to the community and the theater district itself. Dynamic lighting around the building exterior, digital signage, and an upgraded marquee. None of this would be possible without our incredible partners at Carmina Wood Design and Buffalo Construction Consultants. Too often in Buffalo, we hear about plans and promises with very few tangible results. But this community wants and deserves progress. Thanks to the incredible, hardworking professional teams at Carmina Wood and Buffalo Construction, this project went from concept to construction in a matter of months. Their commitment and collaborative approach under the tightest of timelines, working alongside the dedicated Shays staff, has allowed for an expedited project that embraces the theater's history and elevates its space. I'd also like to take the opportunity to recognize additional construction partners who are here with us today. Kent Fry from Fry Electric has been a great benefactor of this space for many, many years. He does a lot of things that nobody knows about, but he's very generous and he's very committed. Kent, thank you very much. Danforth, represented by Rob Jenkinson and Patrick McParland Jr. Iroquois Bar, represented by Tom Saya and Chris Beal. Thank you for being here and for bringing your expertise to this project. The improvements to Shays 710 are part of our vision to create exciting, dynamic, and vibrant spaces across Shays 3 Theater campus and throughout the theater district in downtown Buffalo. It builds on the Musical Fair Agreement announced last fall, which increases active days and expands quality entertainment options here at Shays 710. And it creates a better theater venue for our visitors and other local theaters we partner with who bring their outstanding creative work to our stage, many of whom are represented here today. Shays is a not-for-profit. It belongs to nobody. It belongs to the community. It belongs to this city. And we are temporary stewards of it with an obligation to make it better for the next generation. We take this responsibility seriously, and with our leadership role comes the opportunity to be a catalyst for elevating the theater district, downtown Buffalo, as a year-round destination. This is just the beginning. Stay tuned and stay with us. We have more planned on the Shays campus and throughout the community as Shays Buffalo Theater prepares to celebrate our centennial anniversary. With that, it is my pleasure to turn it over to others who can share additional details about the project design timeline, beginning with Bradley Everdyke, Senior Historic Preservation Architect for Carmina Wood Design. Bradley.
Thank you, Brian. Good afternoon. My name is Brad Everdyke, and I'm the project architect with Carmina Wood Design. Today, I speak on behalf of our project team, Steve Carmina, Pam Stratif, and Todd Piotrowski. Carmina Wood Design is honored to be entrusted with the renovation of this Buffalo icon. We are humbled to collaborate with Shays Buffalo, a cornerstone of our city's arts community, and we are thrilled to contribute to their bold vision for the theater district. The project has been shaped by the partnership between Shays Buffalo and Musical Fair. It has challenged us to rethink how the front of house can meet the needs of the theater while simultaneously becoming a destination of its own. Our design transforms this space into a dynamic and accessible environment that welcomes patrons while fostering new opportunities for performance, learning, creativity, and connection. The project will strengthen 710's position as an anchor in the theater district. Achieving a project of this scale at this timeline, less than 1 year, takes a true team effort. We are grateful to Shays Buffalo and Musical Fair for their trust in taking on this great task, and to Buffalo Construction Consultants for their commitment to bringing this vision to life. I also want to thank my team, our team, for their support and for trusting me with this responsibility. As Brian said, we hit the ground running in November and we haven't looked back. Opportunities like this are very rare and we do not take them for granted. We look forward to seeing this transformation come to fruition, to introducing you all to it, and to experiencing the lasting impact it will have on the Buffalo community. Thank you. And I'll turn it over to Pete Deckard, our partner at BCC.
Thanks, Brad. Good afternoon. I'm Pete Deckard with Buffalo Construction. I'm humbled to be speaking alongside community leaders Brian Higgins, John Dandis, Randy Kramer, and our design partner, Carmina Wood Design. Our introduction to the Shays 710 Theater Project came during a meeting in November of last year. We met right over here. We listened to Brian, John, and Randy share their vision for the project. We heard about the exciting scope of the project. And more importantly, we learned about the impact that the project would have on the community. The schedule that was presented was challenging. As Brad said, all design, permitting, and construction completed in less than 12 months, all while the building remains partially occupied with performances scheduled. Our team at BCC lives for these types of projects, so we went to work figuring out how to do it. And here's the thing about complicated projects and big challenges. The success all comes down to the team. And it takes everyone. The owner, the architect, the construction manager, the contractors, everybody working together as problem solvers, fully aligned, delivering on commitments, and supporting one another. And that's exactly what we've got here at the Shays 710 Theater Project. We've got a good team. We put together a schedule in December. We sat around the table. Everybody was bought in. And since then, we haven't missed a date. So between December and today, we haven't missed a date. And that's why we're here. Speaking of our great team, there's one member of our BCC team that I'd like to acknowledge, Elliot Yerge. Elliot's our project manager, and he's done a fantastic job. A lot of his great work on this project is the reason why we're at the groundbreaking. So that sort of brings us to today. That's a sort of a recap of how we came together as a team and how we put the plan together. So now I'm going to spend about a minute talking about the details of the plan and sort of the schedule and the phasing. So currently, we're in the enabling and demo phase. So construction started on Monday, and we've got about a month of this phase. As was mentioned, we've got some of our key trade partners on board, Danforth Mechanical, Fry Electric, Iroquois Bar. The balance of the project, which is the build out of the new spaces, is sort of separated into three distinct phases. That work is currently out to bid. Phases one and two will be built primarily from April through the end of August, so curtain up September of 2025. These phases have required a tremendous amount of intricate planning because from April till mid-June, construction crews will be here during the day and at night there'll be performances. So we've spent a lot of time working with Brian Hall from Shays and Robert Brumschmid, and they've been fantastic. There's a lot of hard work and communication that's going to be forthcoming in the next couple of months. There's going to be challenges and things that we need to work through. But the key is we've got the teamwork and the chemistry to ensure that it's successful. Phase three, the final phase, will be completed in November of this year. The scope in those phases, Brian talked a bit about from a high level. Phase one includes the new cabaret lounge, the patio, and the accessible restrooms. Phase two includes the box office, lobby area, and concessions. And then phase three is that multi-purpose space. This is an important project. It's a really fun project. Elliot and our team, we talk about, you know, we enjoy coming to the meetings. It's a lot of fun. We've got a great team, and we're proud to be part of it. I'd like to introduce Randy Kramer, Executive Director of Musical Fair Theater. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to point out our board chair, Susan Grelick, who's here today. Thank you, Susan, for being here. So everyone's talked about the timeline of this, and as someone who has sort of lived through it from the various meetings, it truly is amazing what has been accomplished to get to today. And it's amazing the timeline that's going to be accomplished in the future. As everyone has said, it's a tremendous team. Speaking for Musical Fair, we could not have walked into a better partnership in a better situation than what we have coming up here. And so we're very, very excited about that. We will open our first show here on October 23rd. And when we do that, one of the things we've done at Musical Fair over the years is we've had after the performances, Friday and Saturday night cabaret performances, immediately after the show. It's something that audiences can come to for free, can enjoy. The idea is to make this a place. Make this a place where people want to come to. And not only will we have 500 or more people from 710 audience coming out, but we have 3,000 people down the street from the Shays main stage that could also make their way down here if they so sought to do it. And what would they be making their way to? An exciting place with great music, wonderful lighting. This end of the block will be ignited like it never has before. And that's thanks to Brian and John's vision for all of this. So we're just very excited to be a part of it. And again, we want to thank Shays for their incredible support, and I really look forward to, again, making this a place for everyone in Western New York. Thank you.
Don't say nothing. We don't have it. No, I'm like it. When you're trying to raise money, we will do a very considerable capital campaign, which we'll announce shortly when we figure out all the estimates. But what happens with an older building? The good thing is it's 100 years old. The bad thing, it's 100 years old. A lot of deferred maintenance that people just didn't talk about. But it's getting to a point where these things need to be addressed. But it's things that you don't see. You know, a big part of this project is a new roof. And these are the kinds of things that aren't real exciting. They're not the subject of a press conference. So Shays will make an initial commitment, because everywhere you go to seek money, they want to know what the sponsoring organization is committed to. So it'll be a $5 million commitment on the part of Shays. Because of the good work of this organization, which is highly professional, highly efficient, highly committed and dedicated workforce, we have had great success. So we will invest in our own property. So, but concurrently, we're also out there raising money. We're selling naming rights. We're going to governmental agencies, to foundations. And I think in the end, we'll be at about $50 million. But we'll finally address those things that for decades were just cast aside or deferred. So about $5 million, Shays and the board of directors are standing up and making that commitment, and that helps me help Shays accumulate more resources.
My phone went off as Brian was saying that for all of my colleagues on the board. The answer to the question is, we have the $5 million in cash to do this project. What Brian is alluding to very, very, very seriously is about the rest of the campus. And that is the piece that we are going to move forward on. But the answer to the question about 710 and this project, and you saw the Buffalo Construction guys and the Carmina guys start to get nervous. That money is in the bank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.